Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast series, Five Giant Steps Through Virginia. I'm Susan Tolliver, a technology resource teacher for Prince William County Schools in Virginia. I moved to the Commonwealth 5 years ago, fulfilling a long dream. Until I had to teach Virginia Studies, all I knew about it was what I had read in history books. It is rich in history and diverse in many aspects. Now I will take you there by discovering Virginia's five major regions. In each podcast, we will travel east to west from the Atlantic coast through the five regions. This is the initial podcast in the series and the first step in our travels. To begin with, we will visit the coastal plain or tidewater region. During this episode, we will discover the location, land features, products and industries, important cities, as well as places of historical significance in the region. So come with me as we take five giant steps through Virginia in this initial podcast. Step 1, the coastal plain. The coastal plain, or tidewater as it is also known, is the easternmost region of Virginia and lies on the Atlantic coastal plain. The term tidewater refers to all the land where water levels are affected by tides. This region includes all the land east of the fall line, a narrow zone of small waterfalls and rapids that occurs at the point where the major rivers pass over rocks as the land elevation falls. This natural boundary separates the coastal plain from the Piedmont region to the west. An easy way to find this line on a map is to locate Interstate 95, which roughly runs along this fall line. Traveling from north to south in the region, we can see the four major rivers of Virginia. These are the Potomac, Rappahannock, James, and York rivers, all of which flow into the Chesapeake Bay. We are in a land that contains precious watersheds. Virginia's largest is the Chesapeake Bay watershed, which drains all the major rivers in the state. The James River, on which the city of Richmond was built, is the longest river entirely in Virginia. It has two natural features, Hampton Roads Harbor, one of the world's largest natural harbors, and the Great Dismal Swamp in the southeast, wetlands that provide a natural habitat for hundreds of wildlife species. It is on the James River that Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in North America, was founded in 1607. Most of Virginia's coastal plain is flat and low-lying, with elevations that rise from sea level to about 300 feet along the fall line. There are many swamps and marshy areas along rivers and streams. Looking at Virginia on a map, we can easily see four peninsulas that help define our coastline. The eastern shore is the lower part of the Delmarva Peninsula and lies between the Atlantic Ocean and the Chesapeake Bay, with Maryland to the north. The other three peninsulas are on the mainland, and each is bordered by two of the four major rivers. Traveling from north to south, they are the Northern Neck Peninsula, the Middle Peninsula, and the southernmost, simply called the Peninsula. The coastal plain of Virginia is abundant with wildlife. Species of duck, wild turkeys, countless bird species, including golden and bald eagles, falcons, ospreys, geese, bluebirds, and cardinals, just to name a few. We can also find white-tailed deer, rabbits, coyotes, bears, and numerous species of sea-dwelling animals, including blue crabs from Chesapeake Bay. Speaking of waterways, these play a vital role in the industry and products of the coastal plain. The Chesapeake Bay and Atlantic Ocean provide for the fishing industry as well as shipbuilding. We also discover that this region has several federal military installations, including the Norfolk Naval Station and its shipyard, Fort A.P. Hill, Naval Weapons Station in Yorktown, and Joint Base Langley-Eustis, the oldest continually active Air Force base in the world. Places such as Portsmouth and Newport News also are home to military stations. This region has a thriving tourism industry as well, mostly due to the historical significance of Virginia and the region itself. The coastal plain includes areas that were important in the establishment of the English colonies and the birth of the United States. I will be discussing these further in a few minutes. In addition, while we're in the region, we can enjoy relaxing on the beaches of Virginia Beach, Norfolk, and others in what is known as the Hampton Roads area. When you consider the location of the coastal plain region, it's easy to conclude that the major product of the region is seafood. With its entire eastern boundary on the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean, this is not surprising. Here is the place we can stop for a succulent lunch or dinner of blue crabs, oysters, scallops, mussels, fish, and other seafood products of these waters. In addition, peanuts are still a major crop of southeastern Virginia, where they were first grown in the United States. While we rest, take a moment to enjoy an old tune that has become the state song emeritus of Virginia, Carry Me Back to Old Virginny. It's time to get going once again and find out some of the cities that we can visit in the coastal plain region. First of all, let's begin with Richmond, capital city of Virginia. The present city of Richmond was founded in 1737 and became the capital of the colony and dominion of Virginia in 1780. As I noted earlier, Richmond was developed along the James River. As with all cities that were built near rivers, power from the water was a fundamental cause for the establishment of population centers as well as the possibility of a port for shipping. In the case of Richmond, this was the virtual last stop for any possible ships sailing on the James. With the city built on the fall line, movement further west by ship was impossible due mostly to the increase in elevation west of Richmond. Richmond's history goes back to the Powhatan Indians prior to the settlement of Jamestown, and the city served as the capital of the Confederate States of America during the Civil War. In addition to Richmond, we can visit Fredericksburg, 58 miles north of Richmond and the site of major Civil War battles. Like Richmond, it sits on the fall line, but along the Rappahannock River instead of the James River. It was established in 1728 as a port city. Another city of interest is Williamsburg, which became the capital of the Virginia colony in 1699 and capital of the state of Virginia from 1776 to 1780. Other important cities in the region include Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Newport News, Portsmouth, and Alexandria, which is in northern Virginia, south of Washington, D.C. Each one of these cities has much to offer us with its own uniqueness as we travel in the coastal plain. Now we will visit some of the region's historic places, as well as some attractions that have brought many people to the state. First one I'd like to share with you, Jamestown, I've already mentioned earlier in the podcast. Jamestown is on the James River and part of what's known as the Historic Triangle. The other two parts of the triangle are Williamsburg and Yorktown. All of these have incredible importance for the settlement and formation of the United States. They are only several miles apart physically and connected by one of America's scenic roads, the Colonial Parkway. We can begin the day in Jamestown by visiting the recreated settlement and Powhatan Village, and then drive just a couple miles to historic Jamestown, the actual site of the 1607 settlement. There are ongoing archaeological digs there, especially since evidence of the actual site was uncovered in just the past 9 years. It's interesting to note that up until that time, it was believed the river had claimed the site of the original fort through erosion. Fortunately, it's still there for us to study and learn from. Just a few miles down the road is Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, we can stroll down the Duke of Gloucester Street, the main drag in colonial Williamsburg. Here we can discover how the colonists lived, worked, and played. At the foot of this street is the College of William and Mary, the nation's second oldest institute of higher learning, and where folks like Thomas Jefferson studied. For family fun, try Six Flags Amusement and Water Park. Yorktown is only a few miles away from Williamsburg, and if you remember your history well, it's where George Washington defeated the British in the deciding battle of the Revolutionary War. In addition to these terrific places, we can relax on the beach in Virginia Beach or Hampton Roads, go boating, water skiing, and sample the seafood delights from the Chesapeake Bay. Traveling northward in the coastal plain, we can visit Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Alexandria, which I've also mentioned earlier in the podcast. From there, it's a very short distance to the nation's capital. I hope you enjoyed traveling with me and discovering the coastal plain region of Virginia in this podcast. In this episode, we discovered the geography of the region, its major industries and products, important cities, historical significance, and major attractions. I would like to thank you for joining me, and also like to extend my appreciation to the collective websites that contributed some of the information you heard in the podcast. Some of these websites include Rockingham County Public Schools, Social Studies Curriculum Resources, Virginia Studies Poster Sets website, and subsequent links. I also want to acknowledge African American minstrel James Bland, who wrote Carry Me Back to Old Virginia in 1878. I hope that you will continue to discover Virginia with me in subsequent podcasts. Next stop in our Five Giant Steps Through Virginia podcast series is Step 2, the Piedmont. Until then, happy stepping!